Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Have you ever felt like you're just spinning your wheels, doing all kinds of things to try to lose weight and eat right, but you're getting nowhere? For practically my whole life, I was trying to win the food battle because I was obsessed with food. My addiction had so much control over my life that I was constantly feeling ashamed and condemned. And I'm amazed at how many people I talk to that feel the same way. I was tormented by food, starting from childhood and continuing throughout my entire life. That is until God showed me that my hunger problems were really coming from my wounded soul. Once I realized that reality, then God showed me a power that healed me at the root of my food struggles. After that, I felt free for the first time in my life. I'm going to share this revelation with you today, and I believe you're going to get free too. Remember Farrell's ice cream parlor? I always used to love going to Farrell's, man. They had this thing called the pig trough, right? 6 scoops of ice cream, 2 bananas, toppings on every scoop, whipped cream, big old cherries and nuts and all that. Now, if you ate the pig trough by yourself, the waitresses came out and they sang you a little song. They came out going, "You're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig." So after I ate 3 by myself, 3, they came out and they're like, "You're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig." It was terrible. When we start to understand grace and start to understand how we can position ourselves to receive even more grace, it will become active in our lives and it will do amazing, amazing things for us. Like what kind of things? Well, let me tell you the one main thing that when God first showed me about grace, just made me totally shift my whole attitude about it. Ready? He told me simply to look up the meaning of the word. So I did. Listen to it. This is from the Strong's. It means the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps the soul, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, and affection, and kindles the soul to the exercise of Christian virtues. I don't know why I'm not hearing nobody preach this message, but I'm going to. Ready? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Or is it just me that heard that? See that? Grace is a, quote, a holy influence, so it's not just a doctrine, right? It's a power. It's a holy influence. It's a power that's able to influence you in some way. In what way does it influence you? Well, according to this, it keeps your soul, strengthens your soul, increases your soul, and causes your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. That's from the Strong's. Check my work. Grace is a soul healing power. It's a soul healing power. Now think about that when it just comes to like you being addicted to alcohol or drugs or food. What do you need? You need a soul healing power because see, your appetites aren't just coming from your physical body. Your physical body's not going, "I need to eat another burger." No, it's already eaten. Your physical body's taken care of. Your appetites, according to the Bible, are coming from your soul. Unhealed areas in here are driving you to have those kinds of addictions or those kinds of things that you're partaking in that you shouldn't be. Amen? Your soul is the problem. The word appetite means the soul. But grace keeps the soul, strengthens the soul, increases the soul, and causes the soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. So that thing that's inside of you that's driving you to that cigarette or that drink or that food can be healed when we know how to receive the free gift we already have, grace. Grace will keep our soul and strengthen it and increase it so we won't even want to eat. I love how it says that grace will cause your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. Wow. What do you need when it comes to the food thing? A little self-control. That's what I needed.
I need a little self-control, amen? But no matter how much I tried to make that happen in my own strength, it wouldn't work. I mean, I would do good one day, but the next day I completely blow it. Anybody relate? And then I'd feel condemned, and, oh, I did it again, man. I looked like a trucker while I ate that. That's why grace is so cool, though, eh? That's why grace is so cool. Because grace is free. It's unmerited, unearned. You can't work for it, right? No matter how many times you blow it, it's still there. And it's not just there to cover the sin, though that it does do that, but it's there to heal your soul so that you stop doing that thing. Yahoo! Amen. Yahoo in a big way. Woo! 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 Ooh, ooh, ooh! Ooh! I love it. You know, and that's the cool thing, too. It's just like, oh, my gosh, sin with food. Anybody in that mode? My gosh, like every day, like sinning with food. I mean, I used to sin with, you know, dope. I used to sin with dope, alcohol, mushrooms, pot, whatever I could get my hands on. Now, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss, I don't chew, I don't hang out with girls that do. So what does that leave behind? It leaves behind food, right? So my sin was now with food. I was treating it just like I was treating dope. Give me another hit of that stuff. Yeah, where's that baggie? We just got an eight ball, didn't we? Bust it out. But grace, man, it covers the sin, too. I mean, look what it says in Romans 5:20. I mean, there's many scriptures about this, but this is a very simple, basic one. It says, where sin increases and abounds, grace, God's unmerited favor, has surpassed it and increased the more and even superabounded. It's like, oh, that's what I needed every day. I needed the superabounded stuff. So when my sin with my food or whatever else increased, then it says that grace, God's unmerited favor, meaning couldn't earn it, couldn't buy it, couldn't get it, it's just there, free, hey, all right, is there, surpassing the sin, increasing even more and even superabounding over the sin. Yes. 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 Superabound means to be unusually excessive or abundant. Wow. That's how cool grace is, amen? Now look, grace is not, please don't walk away from these programs going, oh yeah, well I can go, you know, down there into the fast food joint, order a couple combo meals, and boom, stuff it down my throat and go, I'm under grace. Don't do that. Start to understand grace. Well, you have to understand that grace is actually a power that can heal you, so you won't want to go, oh, with the burgers down your throat. And when you understand that, see, you get what you understand. People aren't getting grace because they don't really understand what it does. It heals our soul. Thank you, Jesus. Look, I believe that when it comes to this food thing, we need grace really bad. Because, man, we've tried everything.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off. Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed?
Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
And we've tried everything we can in our strength, and it hasn't worked. So we need grace. Grace is the key we have been missing for big, tough issues like these food issues. Amen? Because look, we have tried everything. I mean, how many of you have, be it food or any other addiction, have fasted, prayed, decreed, believed, and you're still not seeing the fruit? Okay. How many of you tried everything in the natural? If it was a food thing, I mean, maybe you've tried all of it. You've tried the HTC diet, the raspberry pill diet, the coffee bean diet, the grapefruit diet, the starve yourself to death diet, the no carbs diet, the all protein diet, the water pill. Let's do it fast and just go. You have gym memberships you use for 2 months, and then, you know, you're not using them anymore, okay? Wasted that money. You got stuff, exercise stuff in your house that doesn't even have palm prints on it because you used it twice, and now it's hanging your clothes. It's where you dry your laundry. We have tried it all in our own strength, amen? But our works aren't working, are they? Well, grace. It's that God key. It's a free gift. It's unearned. It's undeserved. And no matter how much we work, we could never earn it because it's just given to us. Amen? And it's a literal power that can heal us of what's causing those issues in the first place. If you struggle with food like I have, or any other issue, with, you know, drugs or alcohol or anything, excessive spending, whatever, you know that every day is a battle. Every day is a battle. I mean, if you're a food person like I was, if you don't fall, you know, into a bag of chocolates by the end of the day, you're thinking, yeah, I did good job today. Good job. But then the next day, you're like, and you feel condemned and worthless. And usually there are more of those days than there are the other ones, right? And you think, and this is what a lot of people think too. A lot of people watching this program are thinking that too. Why would God want to help somebody like me that has no self-control? God's not going to help somebody like me. God doesn't help people lose weight. Really? Really? But he'll help the adulterer. And he'll heal the alcoholic. And he'll save and heal and deliver the drug addict. But what? People with food? We're not on the list? I think Jesus died for everything. There is no list in the Bible that only this stuff. He died for it all. Anything that torments you, he died for. And I think this is in that category of torment. Amen? Grace. Grace never fails. Grace doesn't look at you and you say, oh, you blew it today. You stuffed that thing down your throat. No help for you. Oh, forget it. Those are all lies. Those are all lies. Grace is there when you're weak. Grace is strong. Grace is there in your worst moment when you're stuffing food down your face and tears are running down your face and you can't stop crying or you can't stop taking that drink or you went to be with that man again even though you're married. Grace is there to heal your soul that so you never go back there again. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Look, and I'm not saying, oh, we're under grace, so we don't have to eat right. We don't have to exercise. We don't have to take care of ourselves. That's not true. Part of the winning this battle is to be healthy and to make right choices. But you know what? You won't. You can't make right choices when your will, which is part of your soul, is being controlled by a wound inside your soul. Stuff has happened to you. And it's controlling your choices. It's wounded you and it's driving you to do stuff. So you think, well, people go, well, if you just choose to eat right and choose to do this and that, yes, we need to make right choices. But you know what? It'll be a lot easier to make right choices when our will is healed and freed up by grace. Amen? But grace is the power that will help us do it because we can't do it in our own strength. It's going to keep our soul, strengthen our soul, increase our soul, and cause our soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. then you won't want to do any of that stuff anymore. You just won't want to. Amen? And you'll want to get on that bike. You'll want to do that. You'll want to do the good stuff. Because when your soul's healed, you always desire, you're hungry for, and you have an appetite for the good stuff. Amen? Are you with me? Okay. How many people here have actually had God speak to you a promise concerning, you know, you getting a breakthrough over, like, a food-related disease or food or losing weight or perhaps another addiction that you might have? How many have had God speak to you a promise? Raise your hand really high. Let me see. See that? That's it? Come on, really high. Let me see. Okay. Starting to get bitter. The promise hasn't come to pass. You're working so hard. I've been fasting and praying, repenting, and doing this, and it hasn't happened. If you're feeling like that, you've entered into works. There's no grace on it in you. That's your indicator that you're not getting enough grace. How many of you have done that, crossed that line, and you're tired? Maybe even a little bitter at God. What's the holdup, God? What's taking so long? That what God's doing is he's sitting there going, my grace is ready to work for you if you'll stop working for yourself. You've got to discern the difference. You've got to discern when the Holy Spirit is telling you to do acts of obedience to make your promise happen versus you crossing over and getting into works to try to make it happen in your own strength. Did you hear what I said? Now listen to this. Ultimately, no matter what we do or not do, our promises coming to pass are totally only because of grace. Anything we have is because of grace. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is specifically about how you inherit your promise. Ready? Romans 4:16. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith in order that the promise may be given as an act of grace. See that? Every single promise we ever get from God only happens as an act of grace through your faith. Now, if God happens to tell you to do a fast here or a prayer there and the Holy Spirit oil is on it, it's because there's grace on it that it'll work, that fast will work. It's all about grace, bottom line. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? We've fallen into a pattern, believe me, we need to work really hard to deserve God doing this for us. To be holy enough, to be good enough, to be righteous enough. And that's not true, okay? And when we blow it, we think God's mad. He's not going to help us. We need to get some self-control. Why would God do a miracle for us while we're stuffing our faces? Why would he do a miracle for us when it comes to food and weight or any other issue? Well, he heals, like I said, everybody else. He'll heal the drug addict and the alcoholic and all of that. He wants to heal everybody. But we have to discern. We have to get back to grace is going to make it happen. And if the Holy Spirit wants to tell us some things along the way to do while we're waiting for the inheriting of the promise, then we need to make sure that it has oil on it. And that means it has grace on it. Otherwise, we're going to enter into dead works. Now, check it out. This is what happens when you get into dead works. Here's that Roman scripture, 4:16, saying, inheriting the promise is an act of grace through our faith. Now, when you get into that works mentality, when you cross over and you start striving to try to make it happen because you're so desperate for that breakthrough because you're in so much pain and everything else, you can actually become cursed instead of getting blessed with your promise manifesting. Did you know that? That's what Galatians 3 says. Listen to this. It says, all who depend on the law, who are seeking to be justified by obedience to the law of rituals, are under a curse and doomed to disappointment. How many of you have entered into those law of rituals where you've, in order for the promise to become manifest, you've started to do all these rituals. Like, okay, now I'm gonna pray in tongues for 4 hours a day for 21 days.� 45 minutes later, E-B-B-B. An hour later, what does that mean? That means, oh my God, there's no grace on it. And you've put yourself under a curse. Do you hear that? It says, those who keep the law of rituals are under a curse. Here we're doing this praying and fasting and believing to break the curses, right? Right? But if you cross the line and you get out of grace and it turns into a work, a law of rituals, you'll actually start cursing yourself and you wonder why it's been getting worse and not better. That's what happened to me. I was so desperate for the breakthrough. I'm like, God, I've been trying for this for years. And we get impatient, right? It's like, let's not do that. Let's just wait. God's timing is perfect. It's a part of the whole test during the timing is how are you going to handle the wait? Are you going to believe and just be at peace? Or are you going to get like, okay, now I'll do another fast. I know I just finished one last week, but I'll do another one. If God tells you to do it, then great. But if you're doing it because now you're trying to do these law of rituals, you're trying to do all these religious things, prayer and fasting and decreeing, to try to make it happen, then you're actually going to curse yourselves. And that's what happened to me. Things were getting worse. I was getting hungrier. I was getting bigger. Don't even think there's not a curse connected to food. When's the first time God mentions the word curse in the Bible? When Satan did what? Made them eat the food and the whole planet fell because of it. There is a curse connected to food. Trust and believe. Okay?
Have you been trying to desperately lose weight by keeping all kinds of religious rituals? Like excessive praying and fasting, or even stringent dieting programs that may have so many rules they feel impossible to achieve. It may be that you're working too hard in your own strength to try to lose the weight, and you're not relying on the free grace that God wants to pour out on you to heal that issue. Let's fix that right now. Pray and repeat after me. Just say, I renounce all works of the flesh that I've allowed myself to commit that were not Holy Spirit birthed. I give up every dry work, every empty fast, every useless diet, and instead I decree that I'll only do the things that the Holy Spirit leads me to do. And through it all, I will receive God's free, super abounding, amazing grace. I decree that I'm being strengthened and increased in my soul by grace. Every wound in me that is driving me to eat is being healed now by God's amazing grace. I decree that I'm like Stephen. I'm full of grace. My soul is completely permeated with grace. So just like him, I'm going to experience miracles, even miracles in my physical body. I receive God's grace right now, and I decree there's nothing I can do to work for it because grace is a free gift from God. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you have gotten yourself entangled in a lot of dead works in an effort to try to stop overeating and to lose weight. Now, according to that scripture in Galatians 3, if we try to keep a law of rituals, we'll actually curse ourselves. So let me break that curse off of you right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you are no longer under the law of sin and death, but you are under grace. You have been made righteous and have been justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So I break the curse of the law off of you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off. Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed? Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
People often come up to me and ask why I spend so much time and money to go into prisons. Well, it's simple. I had countless arrests myself and spent years in federal prison. I've seen firsthand inmates that are real people that society has forgotten. We as Christians have forgotten to love them. When we go into prisons, we see incredible miracles, like the young man who was hit in the eye with a bat and it caused his retina to detach. It left a large scar, leaving him almost totally blind. During the meeting that he did not want to attend, God caused the scar to disappear. After he could see, he was totally in. Our prisons are full of people who have gone through horrific things. They're broken, abandoned, and alone. 90% of them are suffering from some sort of sickness or mental illness, and many are serving a lot of time without hope. If God is pouring out extravagant miracles and hope to those in prison, how can we not show them this same love? Join me next week as I continue this message about food and grace and how it can bring a dramatic change to your life.